Mobile Marketing Trends and Small Businesses. Legal Notice. The publishers strive to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the Internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of medical, legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in medical, legal, business, accounting, and finance field. Chapter 1 Understanding Mobile Commerce. Marketing can simply be defined as the art of selling products. This implies that marketing aims at understanding the needs of the customers and creating a product or service that the customers are ready to buy. Today, marketing is not as simple as it used to be. Marketing is changing and so is the marketplace. The main reasons for change in which marketing is done are changing technology and globalization. Today, the marketplace is digital rather than physical. This is the underlying concept of mobile marketing or mobile commerce. Traditionally, mobile marketing can be defined as marketing in a moving fashion whereby companies make use of mobile promotional methods for selling their products and services. The best example of this is moving billboards used for selling products and services. However, with the emerging technology, this definition has been replaced. Today, mobile marketing means selling products and services to the existing as well as the potential customers with the help of any mobile device or a network. Mobile commerce is an interactive form of marketing whereby companies and organizations are able to remain in touch and communicate with their customers as and when required. Mobile commerce is customer-controlled as opposed to traditional marketing and even e-commerce. When an organization or a marketer has to sell products and services, he has to wait till the customer agrees to take part in the exchange. Even after the exchange of products and services has been agreed upon, it is the customer who controls the exchange by defining the rules of the transaction. It is the customers who decide what information they need, what are they interested in, and what price are they ready to pay for a particular product or service. This is perhaps one of the main reasons for mobile marketing becoming popular. There are various ways in which mobile marketing can be achieved. One of the most popular methods of carrying on mobile commerce is by making use of SMS or short message service. This was perhaps the very first means using which companies and marketers would sell their products and services. With the changing technology, the methods of mobile marketing are rapidly changing. Today, mobile commerce can be carried out using MMS, web, Bluetooth, and even location-based services. Mobile marketing is indeed the most popular and easy means of marketing which is used by marketers these days and is gaining more and more popularity with each passing day. Chapter 2 Mobile Marketing Goes Mainstream Instigation of Mobile Marketing. Marketing for a very long time has been carried out through traditional media like television, newspapers, radio, etc. The changing technology has, however, changed the way marketing is done these days and has led to the emergence of what is called mobile marketing. We already know that mobile marketing makes use of mobile devices for the purpose of communicating with customers. When mobile marketing was first introduced, it was believed to be more of a trend. Today, however, mobile marketing has gone mainstream and it is no longer a niche but one of the most popular means of marketing. There are several reasons of why mobile marketing has gone mainstream. One of main reasons for the popularity of mobile marketing is that it is customer controlled. The traditional media like television assume that the customers or audience are passive recipients of the message. This, however, is not true. The customers these days rule the market and buy what they want to and even decide the rules of the market. By making customer the king, mobile marketing has emerged as one of the best methods using which companies can sell their products and services to a larger customer base. Another reason for the emergence of mobile marketing as a mainstream marketing concept is that it is both interactive and involving. Also, customers can get in-depth and complete information about what they are buying. Studies reveal that customers have a lean-forward approach to this form of marketing rather than the lean-back approach which they follow for traditional marketing. Another imperative reason for the popularity of mobile marketing is the pervasiveness of mobile phones in the life of people these days. Mobiles follow people everywhere and greatly affect the way people lead their lives, making it necessary for the retailers and marketers to shift to this personal medium for marketing. In addition to all this, mobile marketing is cost-effective. This form of marketing provides quantifiable results in a shorter time period at much lower costs as compared to the traditional form of marketing. Also, this form of marketing as a direct response channel helps an organization to reach out to a larger number of customers, thereby increasing the number of customers that it acquires. Mobile marketing is smart marketing and a concept that all retailers and marketers need to shift to in order to compete with their counterparts in this ever-volatile economy. Chapter 3: Growth and Expansion of Mobile Marketing. Mobile marketing is the marketing process wherein retailers and marketers communicate with their customers using mobile devices, electronic media, and networks. This also implies that mobile marketing enables an organization to reach out to a larger number of customers who are spread across the globe. The concept of mobile marketing is new. This concept of marketing has emerged with the changing technology. The ever-improving and developing technology has made it possible for marketers to communicate with their customers through mobile devices and at any time. Over the last few years, the marketplace has seen growth and expansion in mobile marketing. This can be attributed to the introduction of SMS. Short message service was one of the first means using which retailers and marketers reached out to their customers. A short message was sent to the customers whose numbers marketers had collected for the promotion of products and services. The increased use of this service has made it one of the most popular means by which mobile marketing is carried out today. The popularity of this service is clear from the fact that in Europe alone around 100 million messages are sent out every month for the purpose of marketing. With changing technology, the means using which mobile marketing is carried out has also been changing. The expansion of mobile marketing globally can be attributed to the web. The internet makes use of several pages that can be accessed by mobile phones. These pages have advertisements placed on them, and thus a marketer is able to reach out to millions of customers at any given time. Mobile marketing has benefited not only large organizations but also small and medium-sized businesses. Small businesses have been able to expand their operations using mobile marketing strategy. Mobile marketing, being cost-effective, has made it possible for small and medium-sized businesses also to expand the number of customers that they are able to reach. Using messages and the web, small businesses can now gain a larger number of potential customers. The growth of mobile marketing is clear from the fact that 3 out of 4 mobile subscribers receive text advertisements and respond to them in a positive manner. Also, a larger number of companies are integrating mobile devices into their marketing campaigns so that they can earn more profits and gain more customers at a lower cost as compared to traditional marketing methods. Chapter 4: Mobile Marketing Reach. Mobile marketing, by virtue of its name, has the ability to reach a large number of customers across the globe. It is the form of marketing which follows people everywhere they go because it is done with the help of mobile devices. To reach out to a large customer base, mobile marketing, like conventional form of marketing, requires market research. Market research for mobile marketing needs to be carried out in a series of steps so that the organizations end up creating products that meet the needs of the customers and products which the customer gets compelled to buy. The first step of mobile marketing research is to study the potential market and the customers that this form of marketing wants to reach. For such a research, the marketers need to collect different types of data and analyze it as per the needs of mobile marketing campaign. Once the market has been studied and analyzed, the second step is to formulate objectives, analytical models and to identify the various factors that can have an effect on customers that mobile marketing is trying to target. Once the basic steps have been performed, the marketers need to develop a report that gives a detailed analysis of the market demand, potential, and penetration. It is this report that forms the basis of the extent of reach that mobile marketing can have. Also, it has already been stated that mobile marketing is customer-controlled and customer-oriented. In order to reach out to the maximum number of customers, mobile marketing strategies need to understand the needs of the customers. A mobile marketing strategy which has the ability to identify and satisfy the unfulfilled needs of customers can help an organization survive profitably in this competitive marketplace. Mobile marketing and its ability to reach to a larger number of customers depends a lot on technology. Mobile marketers, therefore, to ensure that they can develop a large customer base, need to study some trends in technology. These basically include the pace of change in technology and opportunities for innovations. Technology is ever emerging, and to stand in the competitive marketplace, mobile marketers need to implement new ideas successfully. In addition, mobile marketing has unlimited opportunities for innovation, and the mobile marketers need to introduce products that are affordable and make use of the latest innovative techniques. Once these essentials are understood by a marketer, mobile marketing becomes even easier, and a marketer has the ability to reach out to millions of customers at any given time. Chapter 5: Affordability and Effectiveness of Text Message Marketing. Mobile marketing can easily be achieved using SMS. In fact, short message service was one of the first mobile marketing tools to have been successfully used to reach out to potential customers. An SMS is a short text message which is written in a manner which attracts the customers to the products and services that mobile marketers are trying to sell. Even today, with emerging technology, a text message is considered as one of most affordable and effective means of mobile marketing. Mobile marketing is both affordable and effective. When compared with traditional forms of marketing, this form of marketing turns out to be less costly. In addition, this form of marketing helps a marketer to get better returns on the investment made in a short time period. Text message marketing is considered to be more affordable as compared to marketing using conventional marketing media, especially the television. When marketers market their products through television, they have to pay out a huge sum of money for getting the prime spots, as these are spots which are viewed by a larger number of customers. As opposed to this, text messages for marketing and promotion of products and services can be sent at any time and to a larger number of customers. Talking about the effectiveness of text message marketing, a marketer is able to reach out to the potential target audience with more efficiency as compared to the other forms of marketing media. For instance, when television is used for marketing purposes, there are chances that the potential and targeted audience is not even viewing the marketing campaign. This results in a loss of both money and customers. Text message marketing, on the other hand, being a one-to-one marketing medium, helps the marketers reach out the targeted audience and make a larger customer base. One of the best things about text message marketing is that it is very quick. As opposed to marketing using television and newspapers which take a lot of time, text messages can be sent out quickly to the target audience. Owing to its effectiveness and affordability, marketing using text messages is becoming more and more powerful, popular, and is being widely accepted by customers as well as companies across the globe. It is indeed the most effective way to reach customers in this competitive marketing world and to get a quantifiable and quick response from them. Chapter 6: Challenges Faced by Mobile Marketing from Social Media Marketing. Mobile marketing, as the name suggests, is the form of marketing where the marketers make use of mobile devices to sell their products and services. Social media marketing is the type of marketing where marketers make use of social media and networks to market their products and services. In simple terms, social media marketing is facilitated with the help of internet access. Both forms of marketing are fast gaining importance and becoming very popular owing to the fact that they can help marketers and organizations to gain a larger number of customers and earn more profits. Mobile marketing makes use of mobile devices and web pages that can be accessed over the mobile devices for selling products. Social media marketing, on the other hand, makes use of platforms like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc. for marketing products. With the ever-increasing use of the internet by people across the world, mobile marketing is facing a few challenges by social media marketing. Social media has been adopted by a large population, and this is one of the main reasons why organizations need to have social media presence. This has led to a decrease in the popularity of mobile marketing. One of the main aspects of both mobile marketing and social media marketing is that customer controls the marketing campaign and marketplace. It has, however, been seen that most customers these days do not rely on mobile messages and advertisements. In fact, customers these days access the internet themselves and get complete information on the various products and services that interest them. This, social media marketing poses a threat to the popularity of mobile marketing in terms of the relationship that has to be maintained with the customers. Social media marketing also poses a threat to mobile marketing because the internet is very easy to use. Almost all people find it very easy to make use of the various websites on the internet. Also, social media marketing is less costly when compared to mobile marketing. The wide accessibility and reach of social media marketing are further making this form of marketing more popular than mobile marketing. Like mobile marketing, social media marketing also enables the marketers to target the desired audience but in a better manner and on a wider scale. For organizations who want the best of mobile and social media marketing, the best thing to do is to integrate mobile marketing with social media to stay connected with a large number of existing and potential customers. Chapter 7: Integrating Mobile Strategies with Non-Mobile Strategies. Marketing of products and services can be carried out using different means and methods. Marketing strategies aim at developing marketing campaigns that help the organizations reach the targeted audience effectively and efficiently. Organizations these days make use of several types of media for marketing their products and services. The traditional marketing media includes television, radio, newspapers, brochures, magazines, etc. Mobile marketing media makes use of mobile devices to market products, and social media marketing makes use of the internet for marketing purposes. On this basis, the marketing strategies that organizations develop can be broadly classified into mobile marketing strategies and non-mobile marketing strategies. The mobile marketing strategies are marketing plans which aim to sell products and services to customers using mobile devices. This type of strategy assumes that all existing and potential customers make use of mobile devices. The other form of marketing strategy, that is the non-mobile strategies, are the ones which involve marketing plans that make use of media like newspapers, television, internet, etc. Any mobile marketing campaign, to be successful, needs to integrate mobile marketing strategies and non-mobile marketing strategies. This means that the mobile marketing must be used within organizations' ongoing marketing strategies and advertising efforts instead of this form of marketing completely taking over the ongoing marketing plan. The main reason for integrating a mobile marketing strategy with the non-mobile and ongoing marketing strategies is the fact that mobiles are being used by all people across the world. Also, with the increase in mobile usage and the use of mobiles to their fullest potential, making use of mobiles for marketing becomes almost imperative for different organizations. Another reason for this integration is that most searches take place on mobiles these days. Users these days are actively using their mobile phones for different purposes. In addition to this, most mobile users do not treat mobile marketing advertisements as intrusive and respond in a positive manner to these advertisements. There are several advantages of integrating mobile strategies with non-mobile marketing strategies. One of the main benefits of this integration is that it helps the marketers to reach out to a larger number of customers with greater efficiency. Also, this type of integration helps to reach out the customers easily anywhere and anytime. In addition, this type of a marketing strategy is affordable and very effective. An integrated marketing strategy also helps the marketers to communicate with existing as well as potential customers with ease. Chapter 8: Mobile Marketing and Viral Communication. Viral communication is used for marketing purposes. This type of communication makes use of the existing social networks to help organizations and marketers achieve their marketing objectives. Marketing via viral communication began when people started using emails to share their ideas with others. Viral communication can be used for marketing purposes using different types of promotional methods like text messages, video clips, images, interactive games, etc. Mobile marketing using viral communication can be achieved using text messages. In other words, when it comes to viral marketing using mobiles, text messages are the most important tools. There are several reasons as to why text messages play a significant role in viral communication for mobile marketing. One of the main reasons is that all mobile users make use of text messages. Also, it has been reported that most mobile users read the text messages and respond to them. Another reason is that mobile users make use of mobiles for almost all purposes, be it for searching the internet or for sharing content. This makes the marketers target a larger number of customers by placing their advertisements and promotional strategies in the form of messages on the internet pages that people access using their mobile devices. When mobile marketing is carried out using viral communication, it is very cost-effective. Sending messages not only involves low costs but also ensures that there is a good response from customers in a short time period. This helps the marketers to get high returns on investments made. However, before making use of viral communication for mobile marketing, it is very important to develop an effective marketing strategy. The marketing strategy for mobile marketing must be such that customers feel compelled to buy the products and services marketed. When designing messages in the marketing strategy, it becomes very important that the viral messages are short and simple. This makes the transmission of messages over the social networks and mobile devices very easy. In addition, messages get transmitted without degradation. Also, when developing a viral communication mobile marketing strategy, it must be ensured that marketers make use of the existing communication and social networks. This helps the marketers to spread their messages quickly and to a larger number of people. Also, one must take advantage of others' resources to be successful in viral communication mobile marketing. This is perhaps the best way of relaying the marketing message to customers. Chapter 9: How does it benefit a small business to go mobile friendly? Mobile marketing is a marketing concept suits all types of businesses. Where a large business organization has many alternatives when it comes to marketing, a small business organization has a few options. The main reason for a small business to have few marketing options is that a small business organization has a limited budget for marketing. In such a case, mobile marketing suits the needs of a small-scale business organization because this type of marketing is the one which involves the lowest possible cost. There are several reasons as to why mobile marketing is considered the best for a small business. Mobiles are being used by all types of people these days for all purposes. Therefore, for a small business, a mobile becomes the best medium to convey marketing messages to various customers. A mobile is always carried along. This ensures that when marketers send a message, it can be easily read anytime, anywhere, and can be acted upon almost immediately. For a small business, it is very important that the right kind of audience be targeted. It has already been said that small businesses have limited marketing budgets, which means they cannot miss any opportunity of targeting the right audience. Mobile marketing ensures that the target audience receives the message. This helps a small business to establish a customer base that enables the business to earn better returns on investments made. There are many advantages for a small business to go mobile friendly. These are: affordable. The cost of sending messages over a mobile for marketing purposes is quite less, especially when it is compared with other types of marketing media. Effectiveness. Mobile marketing is considered to be very effective for small businesses in the sense that most mobile users respond to the messages. This may not be the case when a small business makes use of other types of marketing media, say the television or direct mailing. Integration. When a small business makes use of mobile devices for marketing, it does not mean that it has to refrain itself from using other marketing media. In fact, mobile devices can be integrated with other forms of traditional marketing media like television, newspaper, radio, etc. Viral communication. The use of mobile devices for marketing by small businesses also helps them to reach out to a larger customer base when the messages are relayed over existing social networks. This helps the businesses to earn better profits. So, mobile marketing can be considered the most viable for a small business. Chapter 10 Breakthrough Strategies in How to Succeed in a Mobile Marketing Campaign. All types of businesses these days are going in for mobile marketing because of the advantages it offers. Mobile marketing or marketing via mobile devices and networks is cost-effective, efficient and helps organizations earn more profits as opposed to traditional marketing practices. Whenever an organization goes in for a mobile marketing campaign, it is necessary that it knows how to succeed in the campaign. To get the desired results from a mobile marketing campaign, it becomes imperative for an organization to formulate a strategy for the same. A mobile marketing strategy must be carefully thought of and planned so that the targeted customers get the desired product or service. A mobile marketing strategy must focus on the customers as the customers control and influence the mobile marketing marketplace. A mobile marketing strategy must be planned well in advance by any organization that plans to undertake such a campaign. In addition, the strategy must be implemented as thought of so that the desired results can be achieved. Given below are some tips which help an organization to develop breakthrough strategies in mobile marketing that ensure a high success rate. The first thing that needs to be done is to decide the goals of the organization, in the sense what the organization wants to achieve from the mobile marketing campaign. When the goals are clearly defined, everybody works to achieve them, resulting in a successful marketing campaign. An organization must think smart. When we talk of mobile marketing, smart means specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and timely. This implies that when a marketing strategy has been specifically stated with measurable, achievable and realistic goals and is implemented in a timely manner, there is no chance of the marketing campaign failing. Market research and understanding are necessary parts of a mobile marketing strategy to ensure that the campaign succeeds. This is important so that an organization knows the customers that it is dealing with. A mobile marketing strategy where the mediums to be used are properly defined is always successful. Any mobile marketing campaign becomes successful only when the marketing message that has been designed in the strategy is able to inspire the target audience. The best way to succeed in a mobile marketing campaign is to ensure that the right channels are used to reach the targeted customers. This is the only way in which an organization can earn better returns on investments made.